It's been so long since drugs like marijuana have been illegal that it's hard to imagine what life was like before they were outlawed. In this piece from our archives, Stephen Short gives us a history of drug laws in America.
People often forget that at the turn of the last century, drugs were entirely legal.
That's Bay Area resident Dale Geringer, coordinator of the California chapter of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
In my grandparents' generation, in fact, it was possible to walk into any drugstore and buy cocaine, heroin, opiates, cannabis, right over the counter.
Cannabis, or marijuana, was used for everything from corns on your feet to aching muscles.
Well, cannabis was widely recognized at that time as a pharmaceutical drug.
And cough medicines often contained an extract of heroin, right up until the First World War. Also, a variety of tonics included coca leaf extract, Coca-Cola being the best known in this country.
There really was very little problem with the coca beverages that were used up to the turn of the century.
They were so wholesome, even the Pope endorsed them, as Geringer recites from this ad for coca wine.
His Holiness Pope Leo XIII awards gold medal in recognition of benefits received from Van Mariani wine tonic.
A listing in the 1900 Sears Roebuck Consumer's Guide claimed that its Peruvian wine of coca sustained and refreshed both the body and brain. Coca-Cola was marketed as a temperance tonic, an alternative to booze. And, as this business permit shows, the U.S. government realized a benefit of the legalized drug trade.
United States special tax stamp, internal revenue, opium, coca leaves, marijuana, etc. Keep this stamp posted.
So, what happened? In the early 1900s, the British government cracked down on the Chinese opium trade, and the U.S. soon followed. Then, the first federal Pure Food and Drug Act was passed in 1906. The times, they were a-changin'. And it started right here.
We had a very active Board of Pharmacy, which in 1907 really launched the war on drugs at the state level by cracking down on opium, morphine, and cocaine, and shortly thereafter on cannabis as well.
So, laid-back California passed America's first anti-drug law at the state level. But there was earlier drug legislation. Guess which city had the very first anti-drug law in America?
We had the very first laws against narcotics in the United States, the 1875 Opium Den Ordinance in San Francisco.
You can probably win some bets on that one, now that gambling is legal. Now, that's a situation our tonic-drinking great-grandparents would never have believed possible in Bay Area history. For KALW News, I'm Stephen Short.